Dinzi Amobi is a lawyer turned owner of small business Ulo, based in Melbourne. Ulo is an African textile brand that creates and designs women's wear and lifestyle pieces using bold, vibrant wax prints sourced from Africa. Here we chat with Dinzi about why bold is best and getting into the face mask game. Dinzi, welcome to the Squeeze Shortcuts podcast.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
I want to hear in your words why you started Ulo, spelt U-L-O. It's about so much more than bright, bold colours.
Yes, that's right. I started Ulo about 3 years ago. And really, I started it because I live in Australia now and I really wanted to have a little piece of home here where I am now. I grew up in Nigeria and I was surrounded by all these beautiful fabrics and prints and colours. And I wanted a piece of that in my home here in Australia. So I started designing with these fabrics and was quite surprised when other people were really interested in them. And we started to design our homewares collection, which has now led into other textile collections, including women's wear.
That's a really good summary, Dinzi. To get it going, though, like many fashion businesses, I guess, you did the market rounds.
Yes, we did the market rounds. It was just me in the business to start off with. So I thought the best way would be to go and meet people, share the story, share the brand, share these textiles. And I did that by going to markets and exhibiting at various markets within Melbourne. That's when I first became akin to using Square, which allowed me to collect customer data and also allowed me to process sales really efficiently, which is really important when you're a very small business, of course. So yeah, the markets were a great way for us to meet our customers and get set up as a business.
Yeah, we've heard that from a lot of businesses that we've spoken to. They sort of dip their toe in the water with Square, and once they figure out all the ways that the technology can be used, they sort of grow with it, so to speak. Dinzi, last year was a bit of a doozy for a lot of people. Obviously, COVID, you, yourself, and the business had issues with supply chain. How'd you tackle that?
Yes, correct. So, of course, last year was a really challenging year for everyone, individuals and businesses and organizations. So for us, we were hit with a supply chain issue and we just had to work with what we had in our studio here in Melbourne. So we pivoted and started making face masks with a fabric rather than dresses because that's what our customers needed at the time. And really, it was a great way for people to discover us, touch our fabrics, learn who we are and what we do.
Turned a challenge into an opportunity there by the sounds of it. As you say, Dinzi, that saw you discovered by a whole new group of people, a whole new lot of new customers. Square has come in handy to help with that also.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we've been using Square from the very beginning at markets, and we've recently just opened our first showroom and studio space in Abbotsford Convent in Melbourne, and we use Square regularly to interact with our customers, to help us take sales, and also to really build our mailing list and build the community that we need to build as a small business.
So anyone listening in Melbourne, head on down to Abbotsford Convent. You can check out Ulo's stuff. It's really beautiful stuff, Dinzi. I'll make sure I pop a link to your Instagram page in the episode notes so people can check it out.
Thanks so much.
Take us 5 years from now. What's happening?
5 years from now, well, I'm hoping that we'll still be standing and growing. I hope the team will be here with me, still doing what we're doing and really just making pieces for our community. You know, we can do so much with our textiles, so it would be wonderful to get into creative projects like interiors or larger scale decor projects to use these fabrics and really showcase them. And also to just continue making good clothing for women and kids. It brings me so much joy to see people wearing these fabrics. So yeah, absolutely still growing, still building and learning about our customer and sharing the joy of these fabrics.
Melbourne is known for its black and white and grey, isn't it? So it's going to have a bit of pop every now and then. I'm sure there's lots of people listening who'll be super interested in this, Dinzi. So yeah, as I said, I'll make sure I share links to your Instagram page and your website in our episode notes. This interview is thanks to our podcast partner, Square. For more on how Square can help start, run and grow your business, head to square.com.